for his throat. Easily Tarzan eluded the charge, and quickly Torg's anger vanished, though it was not replaced with playfulness. Yet the ape-man realized that Torg was not amused, nor was he amusing. The big bull ape seemed to have lost whatever sense of humor he once may have possessed. With a grunt of disappointment, young Lord Greystoke turned to other fields of endeavor. A strand of black hair fell across one eye. He brushed it aside with the palm of a hand and a toss of his head. It suggested something to do, so he sought his quiver, which lay cached in the hollow bole of a lightning-riven tree. Removing the arrows, he turned the quiver upside down, emptying upon the ground the contents of its bottom, his few treasures. Among them was a flat bit of stone and a shell which he had picked up from the beach near his father's cabin. With great care he rubbed the edge of the shell back and forth upon the flat stone until the soft edge was quite fine and sharp. He worked much as a barber does who hones a razor, and with every evidence of similar practice. But his proficiency was the result of years of painstaking effort. Unaided, he had worked out a method of his own for putting an edge upon the shell. He even tested it with the ball of his thumb, and when it met with his approval, he grasped.